CIOU on the radio.
The radio, the airwaves.
And also the internet.
The interwebs.
LURadio.ca/listen to listen live, and then you click on the little bar that says listen, and then it plays, or you can listen to the podcast. It's under podcast on listen, having sex with, and it's all the episodes listed by date.
Instructions.
Love welcome.
That. Gorgeous.
I'm here to give them to you.
Happy
How are
Sunday.
We today?
Great. It's good out there in the world. No, it's
it
not.
It's not. Temperature-wise and weather-wise, it's okay.
In my personal world, it's okay.
Yeah.
Good. I feel good. I feel nice. It's warm. Mm-hmm. I went to the beach and laid in the sun.
Gorge.
Amazing.
Yeah. I ate a pizza for breakfast.
Ooh. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was really good.
Pizza for breakfast was really good.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a grocery store pizza, and it exceeded all my expectations.
They have a very nice pizza oven. If you want a deal, go to Metro on a Wednesday. That's pizza night when it's cheap. They're actually very good, and
How much take 10 minutes.
$7?
Wow, that's a good deal.
It's a really good price. Okay. It's a well-priced pizza, I think, or 7 or 10. It's very cheap. It's very affordable.
Okay, Metro, pay us for this ad. Come on.
Yeah, sorry I know so much about pizza. Metro. I did work there.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am pretty good, actually.
Good.
Okay.
The sun really amps me up. Whenever the sun is out, I'm always like, I think it's okay. I think life will be all right.
It's the photosynthesis.
Yeah, it's because I'm a plant. Yeah.
A happy little plant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm pretty good. So Lynn, how are you?
I'm bueno. Good. My puppy Peanut left today, so I miss him. If anyone has a dog they want to loan me.
Where did he go?
He went back with my dad to where he lives. So.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Sad.
Miss
Dislike.
Him.
Dislike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should join that dog walking app. Where you can walk other people's dogs.
Yeah, I should actually. I'm concerned that I would lose one. I don't know. I have these really odd fears that they're going to run away. And then how do you replace somebody's dog?
Yes.
Yeah, that's stressful.
I mean, not unfounded. Not unfounded, because dogs do that.
Yes.
So.
But, I would love to cuddle one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A dog cuddling app where it's like, yeah, I'm not home enough. Can you just come over for a couple hours and hug my dog?
Would love that.
Goals.
I don't hate that.
I want that job. That sounds great.
I remember hearing someone talk about the dog walking app one time, though, where... their walker was too attached to their dog.
Oh, I've heard that.
And they couldn't afford the walker anymore. They just were like, I'm so sorry. My financial situation has changed, so I can no longer use the app. And the person kind of harassed them a little bit and was like, I just need to see buttons one last time. And it was like,
can we please
they were
go
like,
for one final walk?
Hey, this is too much.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It was me, just kidding. Oh.
That's why she's not sure. She's sus about it.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. Hey, whatever. It happens.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, dogs are very lovable and very easy to bond with, I would
say.
Little
angels. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I do not bond.
With anything?
Nothing.
Good for you.
Blankets, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
They'll never leave you.
No, a good sheet. Oof. Life changing.
Nice cold sheet.
Mm. Oh.
Nothing better.
A freshly made bed.
Oh, on a sunburn, absolutely.
A freshly made bed on a sunburn is everything. A cotton sheet.
Mm. Okay, you know what? Beds are literally comfiest when you are not tired. Do you ever notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When you're I have absolutely no plans on going to sleep. And then you get fully in a bed, you're like, whoa.
Wow.
I've never been more happy. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you to bed makers.
Thank you to whoever was like, you know what? Instead of sleeping on the floor, what if I was slightly elevated on something made of feathers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good job to whoever that was. Inventor of mattresses.
IKEA.
Probably.
Right. Maybe. I don't
Invented
know.
Invented the mattress.
Yeah, they did.
Mr.
Absolutely.
IKEA, that guy.
Mr. IKEA. He came from Sweden. I met him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
Thank you. I have a question.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm.
To pose to the people. In this room.
To the booth.
To the booth. To the audience.
Yeah.
I don't care
answer
who answers.
At home. Go ahead, tweet
this
us.
Is an open dialogue.
Yes.
This is it could become discourse, maybe.
Yeah, who knows
I have two
what
questions.
People have opinions on. Okay.
Oh, two.
Yeah. Because I thought of one and then Megan thought of a more appropriate one. Okay. Just more appropriate to the topics that we also have for the day.
Oh, to the theme that we usually
Yeah, because I don't know what I was doing. I wonder what the sexiest scent is that we can think of just through each other. I feel like we discussed it before.
I think we might
We discussed scent things.
I think we definitely talked about pheromones and that kind of thing. I remember that.
Yeah. But I wanted
anyway,
to bring
it
up again.
It again. Yeah, for sure.
Because I forgot and didn't feel like checking my notes.
That's fine. Sexiest scent. I mean, vanilla is a very, typical note in a perfume that is, I find, very attractive.
I support vanilla.
I mean, I had an ex who had a serious aversion to coconut to the point where I couldn't even use a coconut lip balm because he would throw an absolute tantrum.
So it wasn't like an allergy aversion. It was like, I'm angry at coconuts.
Oh, no. An allergy is a legitimate reason. No, it was like, I'm throwing a little baby tantrum.
One time a coconut hit me and I would never have been the same. That's a lot.
I would like that, though. That would be a story. It was I don't like it. Don't ever come near me with coconut ever in your life. Throw everything out.
That's a lot.
So then when we broke up, I was living my best coconut life.
Absolutely. You were like, I'm an island girl now, I guess.
So, you know, I have a special place in my heart for coconut now.
Absolutely. I love coconut. Can't nobody tell me. I can't believe that someone would dislike it to that degree.
Yeah, he was bizarre. It's
Did he give you any, like, bring him on the show. Honestly, I want to know what's going on
He's married now, so well, I think he's busy. Great. But...
So he'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, you know? Probably can't talk to whoever he's with. So let's talk about your problem.
Interesting,
with
though. Did he say anything else about coconut aside from like tantrum stuff? Like, was he like, I specifically do not like the sweetness?
Or... Right. I think he like hated women and like really shamed them. So he like associated coconut with like a cheap smell and was like, which is bizarre and also very like shamey. And
Yeah. I get how that could happen. No, I get how that could happen because since they're like, I don't know, there's some. Listen, these are not facts. No. I did not go to university.
Opinions,
but something.
The whole show is opinions. Yeah. If we're gonna be honest, like this is not really that.
Okay, but there's something about like scents are like really important to your brain, like
olfactory
your memory.
Senses are the strongest ones, and they're the most linked to memory.
Yeah, that's facts. So like definitely, if your brain can like make comparisons and be like, we're now associating this with this and you hate this now.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I mean, like, the root of that was
like, get over
problem.
It. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, fully. I was going to say, but also there's a whole bunch to unpack with that gentleman.
For
obviously.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't have an answer. I'm so sorry.
I like a spiced scented.
Ask question doesn't have an answer.
Yeah, I just wanted to steal yours.
I like what you would consider a masculine scent, like some kind of cologne that's got like spice undertones. I like spice.
I like spices too. I really like leather.
Good leather scent.
In a fragrance. I really like leathery ones. I don't know. Something about those is
some
nice.
Kind of depth to a leather.
You know what? I have a real love for that like Abercrombie-y smell. Because
like
of
fierce,
like high school. Yeah. Because I was like so like.
I kind of have the opposite. Like I have a bottle still, and every now and then I'll like crack it open just to be like, I wonder if I can still wear this. And I'll take a sniff, and just immediately I'm like, no, I'm not 14. And like I don't want to attract a 14-year-old.
Right. And the memories from when I was 14 are not my favorite. Yeah, so let's not bring those back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, so I have like, now I have an aversion to it.
Yeah, I used to wear a perfume from MAC that kind of was like a bit similar to it.
Mm.
And I was like, yes, now I'm like a popular kid and I like have the
I love
scent.
That. Yeah. Ooh, that's good. Okay. That's fun to like use it that way and be like, now I'm the hot kid.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's fun. I love that.
I also hung out with a guy who, like, he was, like, well into his 40s, and he used to wear Abercrombie and Fitch Fierce. And something about that also threw me. Like, every now and then I would smell it and just be like, why?
Right. That's very valid.
You know?
That's now such I'm a concerned. Choice.
Just because it's not advertised to him. Right. So I'm like, why'd you get it? Where'd you get it
that's
from?
That's, like, the same thing of, like, a 40-year-old man wearing an Abercrombie shirt. You're like, that's not for you.
It just is. Not that it's not for you. It's a shirt. But, like.
It's not intended for you.
It wasn't advertised towards you.
Yeah. So how did you find it? And choose it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's just, you're not the demographic. I'm just interested to know where you got it from.
We need a backstory.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah, give it to us.
I do like, sandalwood is, I think, the main ingredient in Abercrombie, and I do like that one.
True.
But I was also going to say, like, fruity smells, too. Mm-hmm. Love, like, a nice fresh and fruity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love a floral.
No?
No. I think I have a bit of an allergy or something.
Oh.
Could
but
be.
It feels like all cloggy in my face. And I'm like, girl, maybe not. Like,
they can be very hyper-scented. Yeah. I find two floral things end up being just like very strong.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies, I found a list.
Oh, okay. We love a list.
Yeah, I'll dive in real quick. But so this is from Thought Catalog. When I was doing the research on scents, everything came up from like just kind of like the worst types of like beauty websites mostly.
Mm.
Like I don't know what to call them. I had to start typing in psychology and science after my Google searches just because the websites were a bit too like shallow. It was getting weird.
A scientist.
Yeah. So this is like the maybe a little bit better than the other one, the other list that I found.
Okay,
so
sure.
Bear with it. But anyway, so the first one that it has on it is vanilla, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, main component in like tons of perfumes for since the 1700s.
So. Wow. I think it's because it's so hyper concentrated and scented, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And there was something else it said about like... it's not too sweet. That's one of the things that people are drawn to about it, is that it's sweet, but it's not like an overpowering sweetness.
Yeah.
Another one on the list that I thought was kind of shocking was black licorice.
Interesting.
Yeah. Any Fun. Thoughts on it? Because it says licorice strongly affects the female sex drive.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
I'm like, I can't speak to that because that's never happened to me. I don't think I've ever had a licorice. Yeah. I smelled licorice, but I don't think I've ever smelled licorice in a scent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm like, I don't know if I know what that smells like.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay. Okay. Cinnamon was on the list. Delicious.
I find you don't see as much cinnamon.
No?
You can't smell, like, if it's in there, I feel like it's very, that's the only thing you can smell. And I don't smell many scents that have even a hint of cinnamon in them. I think because it's so strong. They're like, what's the point of mixing other scents in there? Because it's cinnamon.
I'll support
like
that claim.
Or like a hand soap?
Yeah,
yeah.
Totes. Pumpkin pie specific, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, this I want to. They don't have like a source for this information, but it says one study, one ambiguous study,
a study
showed that a combo of pumpkin pie and lavender increased penile blood flow by a whopping 40% and vaginal blood flow by 11.
Lavender and pumpkin pie.
Just yeah, I wonder study. If like maybe it was in, the lavender. I don't
in
know.
In combination.
Yeah, what were they doing
with it? I'm wondering if
it?
These are independent tests that both of them raised.
Did they take the pumpkin
like,
pie and the lavender
pumpkin.
And then rub it on their genital? I wonder.
Because that would definitely increase blood flow.
Yeah.
These are the questions I want to answer.
Yeah. Banana nut bread. Like, really, it's just Starbucks.
These just sound like, these aren't like,
food and beverage.
These are just like, do you walk into a bakery and feel aroused? Maybe you should.
You know what? Maybe. The next one is citrus, which is chill. Then
sorry,
popcorn.
These are sexiest scents?
Yeah, so it's, sorry, 17 naturally erotic scents that will drive your partner crazy in bed.
I don't know about a banana bread driving someone erotically crazy. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not going to judge it.
I know, I'm just like, I can't really see that being like something that revs you up. It's more like a relaxing, like enjoyable. I'm gonna say it's a bad smell. But like, I don't know.
How do you eat your banana bread when you make, if you are having banana bread, how do you take it? Literally answer. Like, not. There's no.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I usually.
Do you put butter on it?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm. Sometimes I don't, though. Like, I usually do.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Me
I'm
too.
Already eating banana
no,
bread.
Know.
There's so much sugar in it.
I just wondered. For a moment, I was like, wait, do other people put butter on banana bread?
I put butter on it, and then sometimes I microwave it because it's not safe in a toaster.
Oh.
It'll get stuck. But sometimes I microwave it for a little bit and then put some butter
on
it. It melts.
Oh,
very
yummy.
Good.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Very sex related. Next.
Temperature, sex related.
Lily of the Valley, which is a plant that I've never heard of.
Mm. I've heard of it, but I didn't know it was in perfume.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Sandalwood, like we said.
Yep.
Lavender, jasmine. Almond, which I can totes see. The smell of almond is incredible. Like almond extract specifically doesn't even smell like what you would think almonds smell like. It smells like cherries almost.
Yeah.
Basil, black pepper, rose, ginger, peppermint.
Love peppermint.
Do you love peppermint scent?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love a nice, fresh, clean.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
An offensive scent.
Is peppermint the one that smells like dentist? Or is that, no, spearmint smells like dentist. Peppermint smells like Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Got it sorted.
Nice.
Awesome. Did I answer?
You said you didn't have an answer, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't really.
Hmm.
Sorry,
That's
world.
It's okay. You're entitled.
I'll go with vanilla.
Sure. Love that. That's a good one.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hit you with a little Tegan and Sarah. This is U-Turn. On 102.7 CILU.
I
We're back.
On 102.7.
CILU.
The radio. That was Tegan and Sarah with U-Turn from the album Love You to Death. Would you ever love someone to death?
It's a bit too much for me.
That's a bit of a commitment. It's a bit extra. I don't know if I could.
I'm more of a lukewarm gal. So. Yeah,
totally, totally. Live your life. Live your truth. All right, I have a second question.
Go for it.
I have very little prep for this. What is the sexiest dessert?
Ooh.
Megan thought this question up.
I did. Because we did meals, and I was like, dessert, I feel like, is maybe more sultry than meals. Like, I feel like eating with someone can go either way. It can be very sexy or very not.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like dessert maybe has a little bit more of a chance to be sexy. I don't know. That's just me.
No, I'll support you.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like there's less room for me to be like turned off by how you're eating a dessert.
Yeah.
Is that
okay? No, that's okay. Fair.
And I also feel like people share desserts a lot, which is a very like romantic,
could be intimate,
sex intimate thing to do. Whereas like a meal, it's usually like we're separated by two different meals, and you're doing your thing, and I'm doing mine.
If we're eating spaghetti, very Lady and the Tramp style.
Oh, so precious. Like that's a great date idea.
Is it?
But I don't think a lot of people do that. I think a lot of people just eat separately and then share a dessert. And I think that's like the more romantic part of the meal to me.
I would agree, because I feel like it involves all of like the romantic like colors, and it involves all of like the romantic flavors that we assume exist. Like I Googled dessert just now. And
just the word dessert?
Well, I Googled sexiest dessert, I'll be honest.
Okay, here are the things I think of when I think of sexy desserts without looking at the list.
Okay.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chocolate,
chocolate lava cakes. People eat them a lot. I disagree with it, but I can see where they're coming from.
Okay.
Grapes, probably. Handheld
like
foods.
As is.
Probably like a plate of fruit, probably.
For like, okay, that's a pretty chill dessert.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. Oh, okay. Fully. No. Like delicious. Love it. But I'm just like, actually, sexy? Can you go? I don't like that answer. No. Can you...
And goodbye.
Cancel.
I drove, so goodbye.
Yes. No. No. I was like, cheese.
Like
sexy?
A fruit and cheese plate.
Okay.
Like you can have it in bed. It's like a cute little moment.
Is cheese sexy?
Is it not?
I don't. Maybe
well,
not to me.
Like copious amounts of cheese here. Like,
what kind of cheese are we talking? What kind of cheese? I think that's important.
If you're eating it with fruit, it's
all I can think of right now is like a cheddar, and I think that's what's turning me off.
It's not a cheddar. No. It's never a cheddar on a tasting board. It's like a brie, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like if you're really adventurous, a blue cheese. Probably not though. Maybe a goat cheese.
Maybe like a ricotta.
Sure.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay, I can be back. I think.
Yeah. You could even like dip the fruit in the cheese. That would be very nice
it's
for a salty
like
sweet combo.
A marble or like a craft single.
Like that's what was in my head, and I immediately was like,
strawberries
no.
On a date. Oh,
honestly,
my goodness.
That sounds good.
No, I'm dumping you.
No, but I'm fully down for a chocolate covered strawberry. Mm-hmm. That's totally.
Yeah, as soon as you said
that,
I was all in. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like feeding each other, it's very
sultry. Yeah,
it's very cinematic.
Yes, wow. Very, very from the movies.
Mm-hmm. Or like a cannoli.
I'm gonna disagree with you. I don't know if you've ever seen someone eat a cannoli. That is not a dainty, delicate food. You can't share it. Oh, so good. But like you can't share. Honestly, it's kind of like eating a taco where you're like, don't watch me eat this.
How big are they? I thought
they're
they were
not
tiny.
Huge. It's not that they're big.
Yeah.
It's
just
that
put
they
the whole
fall.
Thing in your mouth?
You can't fit the whole thing in your mouth. It's like a 2-bite brownie where you're like,
and
I
this
can't
is where
eat
the
it
sexy
bite.
Comes in, because I have always put a whole cannoli in my mouth.
Oh, that's what. Never mind. So there you go. Okay, that's how you make it. You brought me back. Yeah. I was like, it can't be sexy. You can't fit it in your mouth.
That's
but
how
if you
I
do
make,
fit it in your mouth, there you go.
That's how I make connections.
The
that's
shards of pastry in your mouth must be extraordinary.
You have been. It's a 1-bite food.
It should be, but it's too big, so I can't do it.
You make it work. You make it work.
Work it out.
On a date, gotta work it out. It's all or nothing. All
right, well... on the topic of sexy foods.
Sure.
Sexy desserts. Sorry. So last week we did our like taste test of the like taste test.
Highly
it
disappointing.
It was a taste test.
Yeah.
Yes. All of those condoms and lubes were, how would you describe them? I'm going to say rancid.
Putrid?
I would tasteless is what I was going to say.
Just so lame. Right. Okay, Megan with the like actual.
Me, unflavored is what they were. They were scented and unflavored.
Yeah, they were definitely scented and not flavored. But
yeah,
so food and sex are both like primal urges, and yes, incorporating the two can be fun for people. And like, some people don't want to perform oral sex without a little assistance, I guess you could say.
Sure.
So going off of that, I thought maybe we could just talk about food in the bedroom a little bit.
Okay.
Personally, I've never experimented in that department just because it's a very wet and messy
situation already.
That, like, I don't want to...
Right.
Yeah, already. And yeah, then, like, add in.
And I feel like if you're mess, coming into, like, a hookup situation...
That too. I'm not bringing, like...
Yeah, you're like, by the way, I brought donuts. How do you feel?
What do you want me to do with them?
Yeah, it's, like, a little extra to bring into that kind of situation. I feel like it's more of a, like, we've been doing the same thing for a while. Let's spice it up.
Right.
I brought a donut. Or, like, I brought a cheesecake, yeah, or something.
Well, I feel like that's definitely... I brought a cheesecake.
Listen, cheesecake. I'm not here to judge anyone.
I will support bringing a whole cheesecake to a hookup. That would get me very pleased. But yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that is the narrative that we're sold. That is that, like, you bring food into the bedroom after you've, like,
exhausted everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's really true. I hadn't thought about that, but that's true.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
a last ditch. Like, uh-oh, what are we going to do now?
Yeah. I brought whipped cream. I brought whipped cream. Hurry up. Yeah. Let's go.
I got whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but just on the topic of most foods, like, really shouldn't... go inside you
at all.
Yeah,
and... I would argue all, don't put food in you.
Yeah,
unless
I think
you're eating it.
I can't think of any that
don't
you
put
should.
Food in, yeah, your
orifices that are not your mouth,
in your vagina. Right. Don't do that.
Yeah,
specifically.
For right, sure, don't
do
that.
Not.
Yeah, I mean,
and like, if you're, yeah, gonna like use food at other places, take a shower, please.
Right.
Well, like, after.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant before. During? For a second, oh, and I was like...
I mean, yeah. I
wash
guess
the
kind
food,
of,
too, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of kind to, like, wash your body so if someone's eating off of it, wear gloves. Don't.
Make sure it's not in the danger zone. You want it between 4 and 5.
Have a thermometer on your body just in case it gets too hot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, that's real. That's, yeah, real.
But yeah.
Yeah, the sugars.
Ooh.
Yeah, the sugars are, yeah, very dangerous for you.
And they're sticky and not pleasant. So just like,
right,
get that
maybe
off.
You're into it though. Maybe some people like the sticky.
Okay.
But silence from, like, the room. But
no, like, enjoy it. Like, yeah, I'm not saying, like, okay, we did food, now I have to wash off before we, mm-hmm, do anything else.
For
that's
sure,
not what I'm saying. But like, at some point, you should definitely, like, make sure you're getting all of your crevices and not, like, you don't have sugar,
right,
somewhere.
Oh, totally. Because,
be,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's dangerous stuff.
A detachable shower head, maybe.
Ooh, yeah, yes. Invest in that.
Yeah, okay. In my, for, I don't know, for a second I forgot what a detachable shower head was, and I was like, how are you bringing that all the way to your room?
Oh, imagine.
Yeah,
magic.
Just
comfort.
In someone's, you go into their shower, grab the detachable shower head, go
bring
into their
it.
Room and shower in the middle of their bedroom. Mm-hmm. I'm clean now.
Perfection.
Bold.
Power move.
All right, well, we have to go to a quick break, and then we'll be back with some more food chat. Foodies. Food ladies.
Ladies. Wow.
Yes. Be right back on 102.7 CILU.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Pink when you're blushing inside. parts of your brain. Crazy pink as we all go insane. So here we are in the car, leaving traces of us down a boulevard. I wanna fall through the stars. Getting lost in the dark is my favorite part. Let's count the ways we could make this last forever. Sunny, money, keep it funky. Touch your top it, let it down.
Oh,
Hello, hello.
Oh my, we're back.
Hello.
On 102.7 CILU, the radio, you were listening to, Pink. Yeah, sorry, not the artist. Pink, the song by Janelle Monáe featuring Grimes.
Sound like Pink.
Yeah. And then after that, we played a little Willow for you, Willow Smith.
Yes, Willow.
If you're familiar, that was called Female Energy Part 2.
That's off the new one?
Yeah, off her new album. I think it's just self-titled. It's called Willow.
Okay.
All caps.
A boss.
Yeah, it's cool. I was listening to it earlier today. Mm-hmm. It's very experimental, very avant-garde, very different than Whip My Hair, her other tune that people are very familiar with.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a...
She's grown.
She's taking on a new path. It's really cool. I like it.
How old is she now?
She's young.
I know, but I'm like, is she like 17? Is she
I
like
wanna
15?
Say she's like 20, but
whoa, I thought Google maybe it. 16.
Yeah, because I
no, because didn't
Whip My Hair I think came out when she was 12.
I thought she was 9.
Oh, I could be wrong. She could be even younger than I thought. Yeah. But like, if you think about it in context of that, she can't be 20, I don't think. No. I think Jaden's 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Willow Smith was born in the year 2000 on Halloween.
Oh, so she's 19.
Wow.
That's shocking to me.
Not yet. On October 31st, she will be.
She's 18. Still, she's an adult.
18 and a bit.
Her birthday's Halloween. That's wild.
And Whip My Hair came out in 2010. So she would have been
10.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
My goodness.
Wow.
Wow, what a youth.
Truly.
Going off. Okay, cool. Okay. Food. Yeah, as we were discussing. So. What had we said? Cool. Bring it in the room.
Keep the sugar outside. Keep sugar out. Of your areas.
Yeah. It's not good for you. Sugars and foods in your vagina or front hole can alter the pH balance, cause yeast infections. The anal cavity is also very thin and delicate. Mm-hmm. The membrane is prone to micro tears, so you can't just like go at it.
Yeah. Be careful.
Sorry. Micro tears are terrifying.
Yes.
So anytime that people are just like, oh, I just like forego lube.
Right. Yes.
Please
no, that
don't
is
do
precisely
that.
My reaction as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
It's my nightmare.
Yeah.
Like absolute
why
nightmare.
Would you no, you're not toughing it out. Like that's not you don't get a badge for that.
Yeah. No, yeah. And like the thing is too, I'm like, well, who's toughing it out?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The person on the receiving end. Mm-hmm. So absolutely you're being very inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't support that behavior. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you want to play with some food in the bedroom, I highly recommend that you bring in a designated towel or blanket, tarp.
Separate sheets. Right. Get your sheets off the bed. Just get them out of there.
Yeah.
Plastic tablecloth. Anything will do.
Mm-hmm. Great. Any closing thoughts on that one?
Never done it. Open to it.
Go for it.
What food do you think would be your first choice?
What a great question. I'm not too sure.
I feel like
thank you for that question.
Sorry.
I feel like easy handheld fruits would be a good
easy
option
handheld fruits.
Because it's not like you have to be like, let me prepare this kind of thing.
Yeah.
You just
has
like
to cook a meal.
Yeah, like it's ready. It's good to go. You can just do that. Whipped cream makes sense because it comes in a can. You don't have to like worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking chocolate sauce because
chocolate
it's like,
sauce makes sense
delicious.
Again in a easy
you just
to
lick it right off.
There you go.
It's gone.
I'm not really a big, like, sweet person. I was thinking more like mashed potatoes.
Oh, hey. I mean, what else?
But, like, honestly, that's the first thing that I thought of. I was like...
Sushi.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a whole thing. That's in Sex and the City. Absolutely. That's a whole thing.
I'm
it has a
that.
Name.
It's, sure.
I can't remember it right now. I'm going to Google it quick. But, yeah, no.
I just feel like, that's definitely not what I'm in the mood for is, like, a chocolate. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I was just going to say with the sushi, they do make sure to put a bamboo leaf between you and the fish, though. Same thing. Bacteria.
Sanitation.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well.
Both tips.
Anyway, I always come with tips. How dare you? How dare you? Moving right along to the next information section.
Information superhighway.
Information superhighway that I have prepped and ready here today. We're going to talk hosting and traveling.
Yes.
Ladies,
we're
are
giving
we ready?
You the tips and tricks, the information you need to make it an enjoyable experience, mm-hmm, whether mm-hmm. you are in either position.
So, last week we gathered. Mm-hmm. We brainstormed.
We thought about it hard.
We think tanked. Mm-hmm. We did it all.
We pictured the ideal perfect hookup is what we did.
Yes.
We really went for it. We were like, this is the ideal situation. Like, everything is on point.
Yeah.
try for this.
You're welcome for this information.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is what you deserve.
This is, we're just saving lives, okay? Saving lives. So we came up with a list of hosting tips and travel tips for your hookup needs.
Yeah.
Then we ignored it for a full week and came back to it today. Here we are.
We're ready to dive in.
This, okay, right from the beginning of the hookup, here we go. Hosting tips. Okay. Yes, hosting. Tip number one that we have here. Assuming you got through the app.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Assuming you were a normal person who interacted normally with another person on an app and you are now getting together.
Yeah. Or, you know, like whatever, in person at the bar. Whatever. We're happening. Yeah. We're happening on apps now. It's 2019.
It's 2019, people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tip number one, have a location.
Yep.
Right.
Perfect. Correct.
Yes. Great. If you're hosting, you should have a location.
Everyone is in agreement.
Yes.
Tip number two, give directions to said location.
If you live in an apartment, tell them how to get there in a way that's not super through a dark alley, super scary, and they can't find it. Give them clear directions.
Or like let them know if they're going to go down. I find that's nice. Just be like, okay, so you're going to walk into a building. The hallway is going to be spooky.
It's okay.
The apartment is fine. Thank you. Thank
and
you
I would so also much. Just like to say that while this might seem basic to some folks, most of these were born out of like situations.
Oh, in real life.
Yeah. These are things that were not.
Yeah.
Expectations that were not met. That we were like, okay, these are the bare minimum.
But then is that on us for expecting them in the first place? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's like it's like being like, why did you expect that you should have basic human rights? That seems like a real reach for you. It's like, no, I deserve those. Those are mine. I can have them.
So these are falling under basic human rights.
I'm calling that. I'm going to stand firm that these are basic human rights you should offer to any sexual partner that comes your way.
All right, good. Okay, cool. So the next one then is answer the door. Don't be naked.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So don't leave them waiting outside your door for minutes.
Yes.
Knocking and being like, is this the right place? Am I at the wrong place? Just to question their entire life. So rude.
The worst thing about that is like, I'm literally like the amount of times that I've stood outside a door for like 5 minutes at least being like, why am I here?
I think people don't think of hosting a hookup as the same thing as hosting a guest.
Yeah.
But I think they should.
Yeah.
I think they should be like,
fully.
This is a guest coming to my place where I am comfortable. I need to make them as comfortable as I can in a short amount of time. What are the ways I can do that? Mm-hmm. I don't think they think to do that, and they should.
And you know what? Totally. I think a lot of times people are like, if I make them too comfortable, then they think that we're dating and they think they're never going to want to leave.
So I'll treat them like garbage so that they don't get that idea.
And it's like, why?
Why
just
can't
tell
we
them,
just have a good time?
Why can't you just have a conversation and say, I just want to hook up. I do not want to have a relationship.
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty...
I don't want to be treated like a dog that you didn't want to rescue.
Yeah. I don't want to treat... Like, I don't want to be a stray that showed up on your doorstep and you happened to let inside. Like, we planned this. Can we act like it? Yeah.
Totally.
So be at the door. Be prepared to answer it. Yeah. Answer it promptly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we said not naked unless previously agreed upon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't surprise them by being naked. That's not cool.
Unless they're really into surprises and that's also talked about. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like
talk
there's,
about it. Just
there's
talk
an
about
asterisk
it.
On that one. You can do some other things there. Okay.
Yeah.
The next tip we have, where to put jacket and shoes.
Tell them. Mm-hmm.
Tell them.
Because walking into a place wearing your jacket and shoes and the other person just walking off and you being like, where do I put my stuff is a nightmare.
The shoes horrifies me the most, I think, because it just... I feel like every household is a shoes off household, but every now and then you'll step
Canada,
into
that's
one.
That's how that works.
You'll step into one that's not though, and you're just like, what?
Yeah.
What do I do? Mm-hmm. What do I do?
I wasn't raised like this.
Yeah. I'm like, why do you disrespect your floors like
again,
this?
Again, adapt.
Yeah. Again, treat your hookup like a guest. Mm-hmm. Tell them where to put their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, make like a little. Okay, if you have a shoe rack, that's a big pet peeve of mine. If you have a shoe rack, make like a little room. You know,
right.
Move one pair of shoes away. Come on.
Truly.
Be nice to me.
Yeah.
All right, so next up we have clean your home, do some set dressing.
You don't have to clean the whole house if they're not going to see the whole house. That's not what we're saying. But, like, clear a path.
Yes.
So when they're walking through your house to wherever you're going to be having this encounter, they're not seeing just, like, all of your garbage strewn everywhere.
Right.
It's a real turnoff,
to be
honest.
It's a visual experience, the hookup.
And also now I'm compelled to clean your home.
Yeah.
And this is now Molly made. So it's
and
not...
I'm not getting paid. This is wrong. This is all wrong on all
true.
Points.
Or if it's dirty enough, then I'm just like in your home feeling uncomfortable. And I'm like, I didn't take Yeah, where should I sit?
Afraid
I didn't take
to
precautions
things.
To like
don't
feel...
have my tetanus shot. Like,
you know?
What do I do?
how many different latex things should I be wearing at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Condom, gloves, socks, I don't know.
A full hazmat.
A raincoat. Whatever. I've been to some places where, I don't know, it was
just
real,
do a little cleanup.
A if light you have, vacuum.
Like, cans next to your bed, plates next to your bed. If you eat in your bedroom, the chicken please,
chicken
please get rid of them. Please, I'm begging you. You don't have to, honestly, I'll go so far as to say you don't even have to wash them. Get them out of sight so whoever's coming over can't see them to want to wash them. Just get them out of there. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be in your bedroom.
Sorry, Celine, you mentioned chicken bones just
now.
Do
you want to dive in?
Yep.
Do you want to dive in on that?
Yeah, I would like to know.
Once at a low moment, I looked over to a bedside table and I saw a heaping pile of dry chicken bones, meaning they'd been sitting long enough to be dry. And I thought to myself, this is wrong. My mother didn't raise me like this. I need to vacate.
Yeah. Okay, do you find you question your whole entire life in those moments?
Yes.
With my clown nose on. And I was never again.
Am I wrong? I'm always like, am I wrong?
Yes.
Oh. No, I don't think so. I think this is wrong.
Pile of chicken wings by the bed. Like,
dried out. Not even like it had just happened. Like, they've been sitting there.
A pile. A heaping pile.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to judge a person for eating in their room on their own time.
Go ahead and do it.
But it's one of those things where it's like, that's a secret. We all do it. We don't talk about it. And we don't show it to anybody.
No.
Right. And we definitely don't show the dead carcasses of our...
The thing we ate.
Yeah, of, like, the prey that we had. No.
That ain't it, buddy. That ain't it.
That's... I don't like that. That's so terrifying.
Yeah.
See, this is why the list exists, because this happens to people and it shouldn't.
Exactly. I was just thinking, like, one time there was, like a half-empty, like, box of wine beside the bed, and that I didn't like.
That's
I was like,
a lot.
The whole carton.
That's like a beverage,
you
though.
Can put... Yeah, but, like, pour a glass.
You could just lean your head off of the bed and just, you know, like a water fountain just... almost.
No,
it was... like one of those backpacks you were hiking that has a strap and you can just like take a sip while you're doing whatever.
I just felt like it was telling me the wrong story.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, had you had a glass, I would have thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Also, given the rest of the home, it was...
Yeah, it was on a list of things.
Yeah,
sure.
It was not the only thing that I was being judgmental about.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Clear a path, like we said. Next. Light a candle or scent the room. Do whatever.
Set dressing again. Make it smell nice.
And depending on what you're doing, guys, it can get fragrant.
Yes.
So, you know, deal with it.
Yes.
Next. Point out a bathroom. Offer a beverage or snack.
Yes.
Point out a bathroom is very important.
Very.
I feel like that's like key to the comfort of all human beings is to know where the bathroom is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, bathrooms are safe places. Like... they're special places. They're places of worship. Like,
it's a place of privacy as well, mm-hmm. in a face that is not your own.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I need a minute. Let me go the place where I can be alone for a sec.
Shut the door. Mm-hmm. Turn not on those fluorescent lights. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
Just really look in the mirror.
Right. That's exactly.
Really
what
see yourself.
Really consider if this is what you want.
Really
yeah.
think about your choices.
And a beverage again. Just be a good host. Provide your guest with a beverage.
Yeah, true. I mean, water's great. Always
offer
some
water. Yeah,
it
doesn't have to be extreme.
A snack, maybe some cheese or grapes. What else?
A granola bar for energy. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So another thing we have on this list is that you should possibly shower or bathe prior to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe together even. That could be something
that
fun.
That could be fun.
But
sure.
Just, you know, it's great to be clean for the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also have water next to the bed on here.
Yes. Because who wants to get up when you're thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
You now have to get redressed, assuming you're naked, and then go find a cup, find some water.
Or the person who... owns the house or lives in the house leaves, you're just sitting there alone waiting for them to come back,
like, please,
with water.
With the water for you.
Water.
Will they bring you a water?
Yeah, this is the girl just like,
are they
going to bring
themselves?
Me a water? Am I going to have to get up after them and find the cups? Like, this is so awkward.
Can you also bring me a Gatorade, please?
Yeah. So just like be a little prepped.
Yes. Yeah. We also have be prepped with multiple condoms and lube. Lube is in all caps.
Yes.
You have to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't think you need it, have it anyway.
You do.
Because you do need it.
You
even if you
it.
Don't think so.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with one of my friends the other day, and we were talking about lube. Mm. And I was just saying that, like, if it's something that you use on your own,
yes,
then why would you not bring it into the bedroom with someone else, you know? Like, if it's something that you're doing by yourself and you're thinking, like, yeah, I enjoy the experience better when I have this, then why would you not also be like, they too will probably enjoy the experience better, you know? Like,
It seems like it's part of a shame thing where it's like, we shouldn't enjoy this, so let's make it as...
Oh, I didn't think of it like that, but
as not pleasant. And also, like, let's spend as little time thinking about it as possible. Because if you have lube, it means you thought about having sex, and that's bad.
Well, it means you're a dirty, filthy slut. That's what it means.
No, I think it comes from very much a place of shame. And it's like, nope, if we're going to enjoy sex, we're going to do it right. We're really going to enjoy it. Let's get some lube involved.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that also is like the one condom thing, because I've been in a lot of experiences where they bring one condom and I'm like, if I didn't come prepared, then this would be a one situation.
Yeah.
Like, and also, what if it breaks? What if it's...
There are so many things that can happen. What if it's expired? Are we going one time? Are we, like, I thought I was staying the night. Or... Like, what if it breaks? What if it's expired? What if we, I don't know, just are doing multiple things and we...
What if we need another one? Because
we need
switching.
To fresh up.
Yeah, we need to freshen up. What if I need a shower in the middle? I'm like, I can't keep going. Like, you have to get another one.
If you're switching holes, you got to switch condoms.
Every time, please, please, please switch condoms. Please, please. I can't imagine the anguish and pain someone would experience if you didn't switch. Please.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what kind of situation would happen.
Yeah.
No bueno.
No, no.
Bladder infections are not a joke. Mm-mm. Please.
Oof. All right. Next up, we got let your hookup know if someone else is going to be there.
If you got a roommate.
Absolutely. If you got a roommate.
You got a dog.
A dog.
Your mom. You live with parents.
Yeah. Right.
You live in a basement apartment and there are people upstairs who are very loud and like to like knock on the floor. Just let them know a little
if
bit in
advance.
If you
have a kid.
A girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Just it's
let
just
me know,
respectful.
Please.
Yes,
honestly,
please. Yeah.
Please heads up on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's very shocking to.
It's kind of the same as the directions where they're like, "Here's where I live," and you're like, "How do I get there?" And they're like, "Don't know. Figure it out." Like, no, tell them how to get there. Tell them who will be there so they can like prepare to interact or not.
Who's this? I don't know.
They're just here.
Never an absolute mystery.
All right. Next, don't kick them out or take off real quick. That's weird is what we wrote. I mean, yeah, fair assessment. Yeah, I mean, timing is very important for everything.
Yeah.
There is like, you know, you got your courtesy time before it's good to go. Don't overstay your welcome is like the same other side of that point. But
yeah, it's not all on you, but also.
Kicking someone out very quickly afterwards doesn't make them feel...
Valued or appreciated.
Valued. That's right. The word that's, I wanted. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Valued or appreciated. And that's what you want to do.
Or respected. I feel like it feels respected very, is like, another the thing one. We were doing is dirty and scary. So get out so that I don't have to think
dirty
about
and
it.
Scary and transactional. And even though it is transactional and like you both agreed upon it, there is just the decorum of like make
courtesy.
A human feel like a human, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't kick me right to the curb.
Yeah.
Unless something weird is happening, then feel free to kick them out of your
house.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Make yourself safe. Like, don't be like, I have to be nice, even if they're being unsafe. Like, definitely.
And then for a little self-care, we have replenish your electrolytes afterwards or have a light meal.
Have a Gatorade or a small meal.
Yeah,
a small,
totally.
Take care.
Yeah, one of those little
And you can
energy
even
twos.
Do it, like, in between if you're like, okay, we've been, like, at it for a while and I'm tired. Let's replenish for a minute and then we can do
oh,
what
absolutely.
We want.
Oh, shaking.
Yeah, exactly. I am in hypoglycemic shock. Can we please
I
get
need a
some?
Banana ASAP.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then find out how they're getting home.
That's just like a courtesy thing again.
Debated,
it's the same
but...
as like when someone is a guest in your home, you're just like, you got a ride home and they say yes, that's it. That's all you have to do. You don't have to like go to extremes and be like, is it a reliable ride? Like this isn't a job interview.
No.
But like just it's just courteous to be like, you're gonna be okay getting home, and if they say yes, you leave it.
Yeah, and if they say no, then you're like, oh, can I offer you a cab or whatever?
Can I call a cab for you is a great option. Yeah. Or
well,
you
can
ride
I call a cab.
Yeah.
I'm yeah, totally.
For the cab.
Well, yeah.
I mean, someone can pay for mine, but I'm
absolutely
not
everyone's financial situation is different.
Yeah,
if you're gonna offer that, absolutely. Go
yeah,
for
exactly.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then on the travel side,
yeah.
So before you leave, shower or bathe.
Mm-hmm.
What else? We also have take meds because you're leaving your house. You might not have access to them, so don't forget.
You don't know how long this is gonna change.
Yeah.
Be prepared. Be prepared. It's the Boy Scout motto, and it really does apply.
Yeah, truly. We also have on here know your cycle.
Yes.
Right.
Know what you're going in there with, what you're packing.
Yeah.
Because it's different. It's not like, it's not a shameful thing, but it's different. And you should know and you should make the other person aware of what's going on.
Yeah,
it's
we're talking about your menstrual cycle, just to be clear.
Right.
Know where you're at, know what you're like. And you're like, hey, this is what's happening. If you're down, you're down. If you're not, I guess this doesn't have to happen, but why?
And also, like, surprises happen.
Yeah.
So,
oh, and that's
totally
a thing. Mm-hmm, so if you don't, it's okay. But also, if you know, just let them know.
Yeah. just more, it's just you're better prepared.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have a go bag. And in your go bag,
yes,
here's a quick list. Condoms, lube, extra underwear, socks, individually packaged wipes, hair tie, tissue, perfume, deodorant, fragrance, mint or gum, and then an allergy med. Because what if you have an allergy to their pet and you don't know they had a pet, and then you roll up and there's hair everywhere? You need that med.
Take it.
Yep. Facts. Big facts.
Real.
Bioreactin.
All right. Have reliable transport.
Yes.
Make sure someone knows where you are.
Yes.
Know your escape route.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Demand info. Take up space.
Yep.
Have access to your phone. Have a friend call you. Mm-hmm. And don't overstay your welcome. Lastly, leave no trace.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You take everything with
take
you when
everything
you go.
With you. Keep stock of your things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the phone thing is really important, I think. Like, make sure your phone is near you-ish. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, in your hand the whole time. But, like, find ways to put it where you can easily find it again.
Totally.
Because you want to have that just in case.
All right.
Be safe.
Well, that was gorgeous. Yes. This has been Having Sex With on 102.7 CILU.
Send us an email at havingsexwith@gmail.ca. Or hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Having Sex Show.
Yeah.
Let us know what else you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk about anything.
Yeah, I'm going to take us out with a little light porno music, I think.
Ooh, that's fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way away somewhere. River, I love you, don't you care? Well, if you're on the run, winding someplace, just trying to find the sun. Whether the sunshine, whether the rain, river, I love you just.
the same. But sometimes in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across my floor, carried away the things I treasure.
Good evening, Cover Lovers. Welcome to a special fancy commercial edition of Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at luradio.ca. I'm your host, Robin DeProfitis, and we're here to do what we do every week, and that's explore the art of the cover song. We have so much music tonight and almost no talk about the big game. We have some Hexes and O's, some Shonen Knife, Lily Allen, and we end with some Amanda Shower's playing a ukulele and not a violin, which apparently is a big deal. Let's get down to it. Let's get it on. Here is Dutch Uncles with a song that's 40 years old. Can't believe it. Older than me. So people talking about it because round numbers. Go your own way.